This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so proud.
This foursome happening. How?
Foursome.
What?
Well, there's
no,
four of us.
Come on, yeah.
Jeffrey, there's four. There's
Jeff,
four people
don't
in the
throw
in the
Riley
chat.
Under the bus right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. It's just it's been a long
it's not
quarantine.
A me thing. It's a Jeff and counting thing. So, like, it's Jeff's like, well, no, that doesn't add
four.
Up. Actually.
Oh. It must feel good to howl at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah.
You guys really got to howl out that
it's
review.
A release.
That's a true howl at the moon type moment.
It's your barbaric yawp. Yeah,
exactly
you
right.
Pick it up.
It's our yawp.
Yes.
Guys, we have Billy and Adam from the No Joke podcast on. We'll cut right to the chase.
Hello.
I'll admit it. We got him.
You finally got us. You've been tracking us down for months and months and years.
For
lots
no right
yet. Negotiating.
Years,
we've been negotiating
right.
our rate for a while
yeah.
now,
yeah.
going
yes.
back and forth.
That's why it took this long, is we've been saving cash to like give you
yes.
some kind yeah. of rate.
We wanted to make sure we would net positive after this experience.
That's yeah. exactly yes. right, because we accept our yeah. rate all in one lump sum. We don't do sort of payment installments.
Absolutely
we like
not.
It all in exactly. unmarked bills, one trash bag. Yeah. So
we
appreciate
should say that.
That
you guys are recording from individual star wagons.
Yes, yes.
So that's $10,000 on the day.
That's right.
Yeah, but so yeah, Adam Lustig of corporate fame, Billy Scafuri of Game On fame on CBS All Access. The last time you and I talked about Game On, you were mad at me because I didn't watch it while it was on TV, and now it's on CBS All Access, right?
Yes, that's right. CBS All Access. What a credit. Well, that really makes you feel like a powerhouse when you're like, that's right, it's on the free streaming service of a popular network.
At least it didn't go the way of Quibi. CBS All Access is going well, I read.
Oh.
This is news to Billy.
Oh,
I think it's because the access is total, right? I think that's what seems so good about it, is that it's complete. No more of this half-access bullshit.
Yeah, CBS partial access is just Murphy Brown, just from like the late 90s. Just
you
like
get
Murphy
one
Brown
and a half
repeat.
Men. Just the one and a half. Yeah.
Which is a lot of money spent into like editing Alan out of that show.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like maybe it's not worth the risk, but.
And then Riley, what's mm-hmm. your biggest credit? Like,
come on, man, we don't have to do
being
this.
Being my friend, like,
yeah.
No, obviously, it's not.
What
obviously,
is that
that's not
even?
My biggest credit. No, what do you think I've done? Other than be your friend, do you think that's what I do?
I honestly like have this insecurity deep down where I have to like think of others as like not doing well. So that I can think that I'm doing well. Because in reality, I'm floundering.
Yeah, in reality, you're sitting in a closet.
Yeah.
The three
my
of us are in rooms,
house,
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
We're in
we
rooms,
in proper
and you're in
rooms,
your parents'
and you're in a
house closet.
Yes, and it's not for
a
sound
within
purposes.
A room.
Because the right. ceiling is 20 feet high for some reason. So like it's echoing out the wazoo.
It's a depression-based closet choice. You're in there because of, it's less for sound and more out of sadness, which
exactly.
we appreciate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question here? Big fan of the podcast. First of all, Billy and I are so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you guys.
We're thrilled. Jeff and Riley, what has co-hosting this podcast done for your friendship? Has it sort of accelerated it to new levels? Has it frayed? Has it frayed your companionship at all? I want to hear the real tea.
I feel closer to Riley than I ever have in my entire life. That's on a physical, spiritual, and emotional level, even though I haven't seen you in months.
God. Well, now I don't want to answer, obviously. Obviously, no. Anything I say now.
It's okay to repeat things that I said.
For this to go smoothly, yeah, Jeff and I have connected on an emotional, spiritual plane that I never thought I could reach with
Not
anyone.
Physical. Jeff brought up physical.
Well,
surprising.
Zoom, right?
Riley does not agree about the whole physical part.
No, it's what's been really nice and strange is like we've done far more episodes of the show over Zoom than we have in person.
Yes.
And so, which actually like one has just been nice to get to do this during COVID, but also at least once a week for a couple hours to get to just hang with Jeff. It's been really nice.
Huh? My wife asked me whose podcast Adam and I were doing today, and I said we're doing Jeff and Riley's podcast, and she said, "Who are they?" And I described you guys as what College Humor, what Jake and Amir were to College Humor. It seems like you two are to HeadGum,
which is kind of the nicest compliment.
Rascals.
The young up-and-comers that are going to own the company one day.
One day, yeah.
That's like what saying Shell is to Big Oil is like what we are to what AA... I can't think of anything.
I am not with you, Jeff. I am nowhere with you. I am far away from you in that analogy.
The thing is, I know where he's at, but I don't want to be. So I'm kind of in the middle of Billy and Adam of like, I get it. I just really wish I didn't. And I can separate myself as far away from it as possible.
What Shell is to Big Oil, AA batteries are to electronic vehicles.
EVs.
What?
EVs. Electronic vehicles.
Yes.
Jeff is not a closet of shame, just slowly sinking under a pile of shirts.
You guys have identical microphones, and Billy and I have identical microphones, which seems very on brand for both of us.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
This is so cute.
This is a meet cute, I think.
Guys, this is the cutest meet cute that like wasn't planned, and we just kind of all stumbled onto the same Zoom link, and like, whoa, now we're here.
What are you guys doing here? Yeah.
Well, it is kind of a full circle moment, because Riley and I met, the day Riley and I met, we went on your guys' podcast.
That was the first time we ever met.
I think it was Riley's first day.
It was my first day. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For those of y'all review listeners who want a little HeadGum history.
Yeah.
My first day as an intern, I was at the office for maybe 10 minutes, creating my HeadGum email, sitting with Jake. And then Billy and Adam were like, "Hey, you work here?" I'm like, "Barely." And they're like, "Do you want to be on a podcast?" And this was like the movie dream scenario of how my first day could have gone.
That was the read-through episode, right? Didn't Adam and I bring in like pilot scripts?
Yeah.
God, hilarious. We really got lucky that you two said yes. I feel like you two are performers, proper performers. And the fact that somehow you both were the ones that got plucked to read in our scripts, that was
so crazy. And that was like being in that room was the first time Jeff and I had ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And then to meet you guys. And so now to have you guys on our, it's just, that's
4
really
years
cool.
later.
Really lovely.
That's really crazy.
My memory of that record is feeling discouraged. Because the scripts were so good, and they hadn't been made. So I was like, if this doesn't get made, I'm not going to make it in this business.
Yeah, it was sort of a scared straight scenario. We wanted to really toughen you guys up. We just wanted to.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your show is good. It
matters
like...
who your daddy is.
Exactly. It
matters who your zaddy is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, my last name should have been Paramount if I was going to make it.
Exactly.
Jeffrey Paramount.
Jeffrey Paramount.
Oh, that is the slimiest. That is the slimiest.
Paramount. Jeffrey Paramount.
I could see an alt reality in which Jeffrey actually, like, if he didn't, like, get that job at Funny or Die or intern there or work at HeadGum, he's like, I just got to take a swing. Like, I'm going to reintroduce myself as Jeffrey Paramount. Yuck, dude. I could see it. It's like...
Jeffrey Paramount, and you cannot, you may not call me Jeff.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
And you can't even call me Jeffrey. You have to call me Jeffrey Paramount.
And the fact that it's spelled the way that it is, plus Paramount, is worse. Like, you show up to the Paramount office, and you're just like, do you have an appointment? And you're like, well...
Do you have an appointment?
Yeah. Mr. Paramount? Well, that's my father.
No. It's like that scene in Big Fat Liar where it's like, I ask you, Astrid, what kind of sick world do we live in that someone needs an appointment to see his own father?
Exactly.
Yeah, Jeff shows up to the office and they're like, what's your name? And he just looks at the like logo of Paramount over the desk and he's like, Jeffrey Paramount.
I don't think so, Jeff. Jeff just held up a notes app where the only thing written is Riley Bogart.
What?
But guys, we're not here to talk about pseudonyms, right?
No.
Like, that's not... Let's not get too distracted, okay?
Thanks,
Adam. Okay, Adam, all right. We are here to talk about the one and only, the incomparable... Mm. The wickedly talented Old Navy.
Old Navy. Yes.
Wickedly denim. Old
Jeffrey
Navy.
Sent me over a list of potential topics for the podcast today. And the last one on the list was Old Navy. And something about that just spoke to me and Adam's brand in a way I can't explain.
Riley came up with this Navy. One.
Amazing.
So funny. We're so plain.
We are suburban children of the 90s. I would say that throughout my junior high to high school career, upwards of I would say at the very least 85%, at the most 98% of my wardrobe was Old Navy. No doubt about it.
So you had a sock that wasn't from Old Navy.
Just one.
One sock from Aeropostale.
That was it.
Made it into the mix.
That was it. Yeah.
Right.
My
what
prize
were some of your favorite pieces? Yeah, that was just
I can
say.
Tell you. My most prized possession from Old Navy was the simple gray tee. I feel like Old Navy, one of the things that they did really well was like, what's the dullest gray. Don't look at me gray color that we could possibly make? But I loved the gray, weathered gray t-shirt that just said in that like old sort of like old-timey New York Yankees font, Old Navy right there. It was like very simple and straightforward.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite piece.
Sure.
He loves it.
Sure.
Like, we're familiar. Yeah.
We're familiar. Yeah. Those big stores, they love putting the name of their store on the front of their shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. It's just like, this is from Old Navy. Exactly. It's like there's no getting around it.
No one's ever going to ask where I got it from. That and the carpenter pant. I had sixes and sevens of carpenter pants.
Mm. Carpenter pants. Adam, what is the thing that makes a carpenter pant the carpenter pant?
Mm-hmm. That would be the loop for the hammer that I was always carrying.
The hammer loop.
The hammer loop. Yes,
my best
exactly.
friend put a hammer in the hammer loop during high school one day, and he got detention. And his whole argument was, it's a hammer loop for hammers. And they're like, you can't bring a hammer to school. And he's like, but my pants have a hammer loop. I have to
my
use
the loop. My pants demand it. My pants demand it. Yeah.
Such a smartass. Such
the
a smartass.
Pants aren't what they are unless there's a hammer in the loop.
Exactly.
The hammer loop. Yeah, the casual hammer loop.
My
the
fear
hammer
was
loop sounds
purpose.
Like a roller coaster in like a cartoon where it's like the big kids are trying to get like the main kind of scaredy cat kid to be like, well, if you really want to make it in this town, you got to ride the hammer loop.
Hammer loop.
And then it cuts to like, because of someone just dying on the hammer loop and they're like, there's
love
a
that.
Dead body
exactly.
on the roller coaster. Yeah.
It's just an Army Hammer themed roller coaster. Just dead bodies
it's
everywhere.
Him reliving the last month
yeah,
on
exactly.
a loop.
Nightmare.
Jeff,
not to get sidetracked, but was he drinking blood? Just to clear that up, was Army Hammer drinking blood? Wanting
He's
blood?
He's like
coveting
lightly
blood?
A cannibal,
craving at the very least. But I think drinking blood.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow. I think a little nibble of human flesh here and there.
I think
Cannibal Curious. Cannibal Curious.
He's the only person that Q could have been right about, but they didn't talk about him at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
He flew really under the radar.
Yeah. Well,
Mefri, Old Navy?
Old Navy. There's an Old Navy in Solon, Ohio, Adam, if you can believe it. What's that?
I believe it. I do believe it.
Yeah. and it was labyrinthine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was at once one room, but also with as many twists and curves of any retail environment I've ever been a part of. Baskets of denim.
Baskets
yeah. of denim.
Racks yeah. full of marl.
So, I'm sorry, racks full of what?
Marl? You were mentioning, Adam already mentioned the gray, and it was often a marl gray.
Marl. I've marl. Never heard the word marl. Yeah.
I've only Jeff? Heard the term shades yeah. of gray without knowing any of the actual shades.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
this is my first known shade, marl. Okay,
no,
cool.
I did buy things from Old Navy, but they always had clearance. Always were a lot of clearance racks, and that's where the deals
so
were to be had.
So much disdain in your voice.
No, it's lust.
Ick. Lust. It's longing.
Passion.
Right.
Passion. Passion, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine Old Navy having clearance items because it felt like everything was $4.99 and less. So it's like, how much more clear can we get?
Yeah.
It went from $4.99 to $2.99.
Like $2.39 for like a pair of jeans.
Yes. I remember going to the 3rd Street Promenade. I don't think it's there anymore, but there was a big Old Navy at 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. And I remember like seeing the people who were around and buying and in line. And I'm like, this is what being 30 is going to be.
30.
This is like what being a 30-year-old like professional woman is going to 30. Mean. Yeah.
Because professional women are always carrying their hammers with them at all times.
Mm. I just remember like seeing like they do really good basics and like just seeing that and like seeing these people in their Old Navy denim, like this is, you know, like early aughts.
Yeah.
And being like, this is like when I'm older, like I'm gonna be.
I
remember the birth of Old Navy kind of came out of it felt like when Gap was like the store.
Yeah.
Gap was like popping. Like the cast of Friends was wearing Gap clothing and it was just like khaki pants, blue shirts, like real basics, like Riley said. And then Old Navy just shows up out of nowhere and it's like, yo, we can do what the Gap does for 70% off.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you could go in with $100
bill.
Yeah, and leave with 40 articles of clothing.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh my God,
don't
I
ask
look
us
like
how.
I shopped at the Gap. Yeah, exactly.
I'm Please a professional don't. Woman. Yeah, that exactly. I shopped at Old Navy. I did love the Gap. That's the thing, is like a lot of what I had and wore was from the Gap, so I wasn't necessarily a professional businesswoman, but I was on the cast of Friends.
And your work was so good on that show, by the way.
Abercrombie had the Aeropostale, which was like the junior varsity, like we're kind of like that. And Gap had Old Navy, where it was like things are going to be a little cheaper and they look the same.
I got it. What Old Navy is to Gap, Riley and I are to Jake and Amir.
And AA batteries are to electronic vehicles.
It's EVs, yeah.
It's Shell.
And Shell is to gas, I guess.
Yeah.
That one's, that last one's it. Just the chance. Yeah.
We got it. We got there. It was a long walk, but we got there.
Should we get into our first review?
Well, you know what I did? I Googled reviews of my local upstate Albany, New York, Crossgate Small Old Navy.
There
and
it
I
is.
Found and I found some reviews.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
For lack of a better word, sweatshirt. Okay, so Stephanie V.
Billy, last name for Stephanie V.
Stephanie Varamount.
Got it.
Steffi Varamount.
This is from Steffi Varamount, and it has 4 out of the 5 possible stars.
Wow, left one off. Okay.
Left one off. So here's what Stephanie, or for lack of a better word, Miss Varamount says.
Miss Varamount.
She says, Old Navy the company has good quality clothes for decent prices, especially during sale times. I tend to stick with 100% cotton shirts, which they always have many of, and they have lasted for years at a time after frequent use. Just a couple days ago, I bought 6 tank tops for $35. The one difficult part about this store is that because it is in the mall, there tend to be long lines. Be mindful of that when you want to come here and purchase items during typical busy times at the mall. In parentheses, weekend nights, Friday night, rainy days.
Rainy days.
Rainy
they didn't
days.
See that sneaking in.
Yes.
Weekends and rainy days.
So that's Stephanie's review. Pretty positive, generally, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah. 4
stars. 4
stars.
I love that she's describing, like, just going to mall to buy something. She's like, just be wary when you're going to go to the store to purchase items, is that there might be other people also wanting to purchase items on the day that you're going to go to that place to buy something.
And on the busier days, there will be more people, as I Just know that. Heads up.
Just to be crystal, the busier days tend to be weekends, and but also maybe rainy days.
Rainy days.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the idea of like a foreign exchange student or somebody like living in the United States for the first time, and someone's explaining retail to them. It's like, yeah, no, we have this in Germany.
So, Georg, we're so excited to have you here. And I'm so glad you decided to come out with me and my friends. Like, you know, I know that I'm like your host sister, but I want to be like your like real sister. And so these are my buddies, Tim and Tom. And we're going to like show you what it's like to really live in Chestnut Creek. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Georg, absolutely. Have you ever gone shopping at the mall on a rainy day? Georg, do you understand English?
Georg?
No, I speak English. I'm shocked at the what is this that you call this building with all these stores inside? What is this that you call this?
Oh my God.
Tell him,
guys,
Tom.
So cute. Tom, you tell him.
This is Tom. A mall. And so
how do you
there's
say mall?
Mall.
Mall?
Yeah, M-A-W-L. Mall.
Mall. I don't think so, Tim.
No, M-A-L-L.
M-A-L-L, that's what I said, right. There's, like, tell him, Tom.
Like what a bear might do to you, for instance, if you come across it in the woods. A mall? It mauls you?
Okay, I see what he's doing. He's trying to like relate everything to his mother country, Russia.
Yeah, yes. But no, I'm very excited. I have never been, I've experienced much rain in life, but never this mall. Very excited to be here as well.
Georg, you're going to love it. When it rains, it gets super packed inside. Like,
yeah, let's
sunny
just say when
days,
it rains, it pours. When it rains,
exactly.
It pours.
You might not know that expression because you're from another country, but that's a very popular expression.
I'm laughing along as well. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah, he gets it. He gets it.
Do you not have malls where you're from, Georg? Where do you guys shop
you
in
shop?
Your mother country?
Shop. Mm-hmm. Well, my mother and father.
Purchase goods.
Mm. Not much good where I come from, but I can tell you that my mother and father have made me all clothes since I was baby, up until this very day. So I guess my mother and father are mall?
No.
Georg, you are going to... We have to show you this store. There's this store in the mall. It's really big, and there's all these winding denim hallways.
What?
It's called Old Navy, and you can buy. Do you have money? Do you have currency, Georg?
I have. Let me see what I have in here. I have...
I think my dad should have given him some allowance.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your dad gave me... This looks like two $20 bills, so 20 plus 20 is 220.
$40. Yeah. It's not $220.
Georg,
here's the thing about this store. With that amount of money, when you go into the store, you're king.
You can buy whatever you want.
I'm king of Navy?
You are going to be the king of Old Navy, right, guys? Like, come on. Like, with that
God,
cash
$40?
In there,
you could probably buy
the
store.
King of Old Navy.
Where I come from, I am poor peasant boy who lives in snow and eats nothing for weeks. And now you tell me that with two pieces of this paper, I am king of the Navy?
Georg, you can buy just pants that have pockets on the outside.
What do you
pockets
mean?
Pockets on pockets on pockets. I'm talking cargo pants. Have you ever had a cargo pant, Georg?
I've never owned pocket in life up to now. I've never had pocket. I just carry all my goods in my arms. I've never had pocket ever one time. And you're telling me I could have pants with many, many pockets?
Multiple pockets, Georg, for very few dollars.
What
come
do
inside.
You...
That's Old Navy.
What do you like? What do you see? What do you like?
Oh my God, look at all the gray. Oh, all the marl. Look at all these delicious marl.
Sorry, you knew marl, but you didn't know mall?
Easy,
I'm sorry, I'm just getting a little frustrated with Georg. Like, he's, I don't know why you guys are so excited. He doesn't know basic stuff because he lived in remote areas near Bear and the scent of vodka.
I know certain little words. I know marl, and I know... I know.
Mostly marl.
Mostly marl. When we're at home, he just all the time at dinner, he'll be like, marl, marl, marl. And we're like, yes, Georg, marl. And he'll be like, marl. And then my dad will be like, it's enough of the marl.
It's enough.
It's the marl of the story. That's the marl of the story.
Different word. Don't confuse him. We've had marl. Moral, and now moral.
All these words sound very similar to Georg, but I am here. I think I'm ready to buy. I'm ready for to be king. I'm ready to buy all of the moral. And I, rather than buy, I might, as king, may I, and no offense to you, Riley, or your dad for housing me, but can I live in Navy? Or if I'm king, can I live here at Navy?
This is why we have to be like really literal, right, guys? Like, this is what I was worried about. As you said, he was king.
And that I was would metaphorical. Like,
hi, guys. Welcome
me.
To Old Navy. Are you ready to check out? I see you got a whole bunch of Marl shirts in your hands there. I can help you ring that up in the front.
Hello, subject.
Hey, yeah, listen. I kind of have a weird question. So this is our kind of foreign exchange buddy, Georg. He can't hear me because I'm whispering. He can't hear low frequency talking. So
got it.
He was hoping to potentially... This is going to sound crazy, but live here. I know that's crazy, but
that is crazy.
If you just let him sleep over for the night, like just under a pile of pants or something like that, just to kind of give him the real American experience, you let us know.
Listen, that's I don't know if I can be the one to make that decision. I might need to talk to my supervisor about letting someone spend the night in the store.
He'll give you $20.
You're lying. Stop it. Don't yank my chain about that right now.
He has two $20 bills in his pocket. I'm not lying. And he'll give you one of them if you let him sleep under a pile of pants.
I take you by the collar of your shirt. You're not lying to me right now. I swear to God.
No way you're considering the truth.
He can stay in the store as long as he wants. Sir, is he? No, really like,
he seriously has two 20s. I'm not kidding.
Okay, Georg, I hate to be rude, but can I see these two $20 bills that they claim that you have?
You won't see this, of course. One of my many royal and devoted subjects. I will, of course, do this as your king. I will show you my paper. Here. One paper, two paper.
They're glowing somehow.
What the fuck?
This is paper that I have as your king. These are my royal papers as well.
I get on the speaker. Attention, Old Navy shoppers. Attention, Old Navy shoppers.
No fucking
Everyone
way.
Everyone come to the main floor immediately. We have a new king. I repeat, long live the king. The entire store.
Denim trumpets, fanfare going everywhere.
$20 bills? Whoa. Look at that foreign exchange.
Gray Marl, 100% cotton confetti goes up. They hoist him up on one of like the denim pile racks.
This is wonderful. Do now bring me to your hammers.
So you do know about Old Navy. You know about the carpenter pants.
Oh.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but I, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Riley, would you like to do our next review?
Certainly, certainly. Hold on. Just a touch.
Who knows Marl?
Marl. Okay, so last night I was like, oh man, okay, time to look up an Old Navy review. And I don't do this often, but I the first review that I found, I'm like, well, obviously it has to be this one. So this is for, and so I actually didn't look up the Old Navy where I thought I was going to become a woman in Santa Monica.
Don't say it like that.
It's... because I don't think it's there anymore. But this is the one in Oakland. This is from Dennis S. Does anyone have a last name for Dennis?
Adam?
Scafuri.
Okay.
Dennis Scafuri.
That's your alias. Jeffrey Paramount and Dennis Scafuri.
Dennis the Menace Scafuri.
Dennis Scafuri.
This is one star.
Oh, brutal.
From January 25th, 2021.
Recent. Brutal. Off the press.
Okay, here we go. I came last Saturday, the 23rd, and took two underwears. I was ready to go to the cashier, but a security employee asked me to show my pants, but I refused. Another one came and told me that he saw me on camera putting the underwear in my pants. I was obliged to show them that they made a wrong accusation. When they saw that I didn't steal anything, a third one asked me if I wanted to buy anything. Of course I said no. Then they brought me to the exit. After that, I called them and asked for them to apologize. The employee said he was sorry, and he took my name. I said, Dennis, like a dog, and he said, what? No. I said, sorry, like Dieu, God in French. He took my phone number and told me that he'll call me back on Saturday, but they didn't. I called again, and they said again that they'd call me on Monday. I just want to say that I'm a caregiver, and this is the day that my patient went to take his vaccination for COVID-19. Plus, I'm 58. I've never stolen my life. Old Navy, O like old, security, S like STD.
No fucking.
Am I a victim? V like victory. Be careful to bother nice people. There's always justice from who? From God. What? Sometimes you deal with somebody more important than you see.
This is a crazy person. This is a crazy person.
When I first read this, I thought that they were spelling Old Navy.
Yeah, it's not
and it was
an acrostic.
Like, oh, like this. But it was O, like all, or whatever, S, V. I'm like, what are you?
What are you spelling?
O, S, V.
Yeah.
Don't emphasize the letter.
Yeah, also, of all the batshit crazy stuff, the Dieu was the one
yeah,
where I was like, excuse
fuck?
Me? You can't slip into French. Like, also, you're a psycho. We've
also,
already established
D
you're a psycho.
Dieu, God in French.
And it's not clarifying at all to say, that's my name, Dennis, like a dog. Dogs can be named anything. It's like, that's in no way clarifying whatsoever.
You knew he was crazy out the gate when he said, I took two underwears.
Yeah.
You can't take two underwears.
Yeah, also phrasing it like, I took two underwears sounds like they were stealing.
Exactly.
I know. If he just said, he's like, I picked up two to then go buy it. But then he's like, so I took two and then they asked me to show them because they said it was stealing. Like, no, I just took them. I didn't.
And he said, and then he said, like, show, they asked me to show them my pants, which leads me to believe, like, did you put the under, did you take
in
the underpants
pants.
On your pants, on your legs?
Like,
are you wearing
on
the
video, they thought that he stuffed him in his pants. But I also love the clarifier that's like, well, I'm 58. I've actually never stolen in my life.
I'm 58. So yeah. Cut me some slack.
They're at a you're at a wedding reception giving a speech. Oh, Peter. How long has it been, man? 20 years since college?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I thought that I would start us off with some with a poem.
Okay.
The whole crowd
cool.
The crowd
thanks,
is
man.
Like, aww.
Yeah. Yeah. We love that.
So many memories.
We
this could be
that.
Anything.
P. Important. Important, rather, to me, that Peter is. You're a real mainstay in my life, Peter, and I hope that you and Lisa have a long relationship. Long as in, till death do you part. E. Everyone can see how much you guys love each other, right? I mean, I can see it in the way you guys look. I want to find someone that looks at me the way Lisa looks at you, Peter.
Lean over to Peter. Sorry, so that P, that was all just the first letter of the
just
acrostic.
Let him go. Sometimes
everybody
he just goes
just
off
said.
On these tangents, okay. And it's better to not stop him. It's like waking someone up when they're sleepwalking.
This is going to be the longest acrostic poem ever.
Nine.
Let it happen.
Wait. Nine. The number of sexual partners I know that you've had before.
Hold on.
Lisa.
No.
Yes.
That's not true,
yes,
honey. That's
yes.
Not true, honey. That's
nine. You told me four.
You have enough that of a not, sample size to know whether this sexual chemistry is going to work. I'm sorry, Aunt Elizabeth.
Who?
Aunt Elizabeth. It's my aunt.
Aunt Elizabeth.
Yeah,
who's we're, also there, attending.
She's here.
It's your
this
plus
is crazy,
one.
But yeah. Another P. Fantastic, spelled with a PH. And that's what this wedding has been. I love you, Peter. And Lisa, welcome to the family.
Thanks, buddy. Means a lot.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. That was so beautiful. I don't mean to be rude looking out to the crowd, but am I just a little too drunk off the champagne, or did he not spell Peter's name?
He spelled P-E-9-P. I was trying to keep track. It was...
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Thank you.
No, I was keeping notes here, but P-E-9-P
right.
Was the...
P-E-9-P.
Yeah. If that's... Yeah. How
he's...
It, yeah.
it's kind of a weird. It's kind of a weird quirk of his. I kind of let it go. He, and this is between you and me, Lisa, but I think he can't spell. I honestly think that he can't spell.
Okay. I feel bad. I didn't want to call him out or shame him or embarrass him or anything. I feel like I should go apologize.
R is for the way you look at me.
Just let him go, hon.
O is for the only one 50. I see. C is very, very extraordinary. 9. It's like the 9 in Peter's name, and that is fine. Now R.
R-O-C 9-R. See, we just sometimes got to let him just have it, hon. We all have our quirks.
Hey, Simon. We're on the dance floor. Hey, Simon, can I talk to you for a second?
Hey, congratulations.
Hey. Thank you so much. It means the world that you're here. And I just want to say, like, I'm really sorry for kind of bringing up your problem, for lack of a better term, in front of the whole reception. That was so uncool of me, and I had no idea. And so, you know, if you need anything, I'm here for you. And I just wanted to say that I dropped my glass. That I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, after my speech, I went straight to the bathroom. What problem do I have?
You can be honest with me. We're family now. You're my brother-in-law. I mean, like, the poem you wrote, just how it was written. It's fine. I mean, like, it was really endearing, and I think the sentiment was so beautiful. But I think, you know, if you need help, just ask. I'm a teacher, and so this is kind of what I do.
I didn't want to have to do this. Hey, everyone!
Oh, what?
Yeah, stops. What is it? Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah?
We're going to take a quick poll, and then we'll get back to the festivities. If you think my poem was the best speech of the night, stand on that corner of the room. And if not, you stand on the other. And if there's not enough room in that corner, then that's fine, but my point will be made. I walk over to one corner. Nobody follows.
Music slowly comes back and everybody just goes back to dancing. His jaw is on the floor.
Everybody, rock your body, everybody, Backstreet's back tonight. Backstreet's back. All right.
Lisa's dad walks over to Simon and says, "Hey, Simon, that was a pretty wild poll you just took, huh?" Anyway, I just want to say, now that we're family and everything, you know, my daughter, she's a teacher, and if you ever need any help with anything kind of grammar related or alphabet related or ABC, any ABC stuff that you might need help with, even ABCD.
Yeah.
I yell out from back, or 1-2-3s.
Yeah. Any of the numbers and letters stuff, like, Lisa is so smart, and she'd be, you know, we're family now, and you don't need to be embarrassed. And just want to kind of put that out there. I thought your speech and your poem were really lovely, really heartfelt and beautiful. But
really?
Again, any ABC stuff you need. No shame, no embarrassment, but Lisa's happy to help you out. Yeah.
I actually really fucking appreciate that.
Okay, watch the language, but I cool.
Sorry, I really FU95KL4 appreciate that. I know there's children around.
All right. How do you spell your name? I've heard Simon spelled so many different ways. I'm just curious as to how you spell Simon.
S-I-M.
And that's it. Okay. So, yeah, I would say if ever you want any kind of, I'm not even saying like a formal tutoring thing, but even if you just want to chat with Lisa about your name and the letters in it, or the letters that aren't in it, or what the difference even is between letters and numbers.
Yeah.
She would be, I think, happy. I speak for her when I say she'd be happy to help you out now that we're family. Just, again, letters and numbers and how they're different, and just the fact that they are different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you ever want help writing the next wedding speech, come to me, because, you know.
Great. I will take that. I will definitely take that
subpar
under.
Subpar and not in a golf way.
Okay. Well, anyway, happy that you're here, Simon. I just want to, can I give you a hug? May I hug you, or? I'm just waiting for your consent.
Sorry, I was thinking about Simon. We've all come over to the corner of the room now. The entire wedding is now standing in the corner waiting for you to either hug the father-in-law or not.
The DJ's
even over here now. The music has stopped. Is Simon going to... He's acknowledged that he can't spell. He's acknowledged that he needs help. If he'll just hug the father-in-law, we can get back to the wedding and celebrate.
Simon, we can't continue until you hug my dad.
We're all in the corner of this banquet hall. Just hug Lisa's father-in-law, Simon, for the love of God.
Please, Simon.
Simon, this is taking way too long, buddy.
I'm thinking. Everybody's so close to me in this corner. I didn't ask you to do that.
You did.
You literally asked us to do it.
Not to hug him.
All right. A few people start trickling away from the corner. They've lost interest in this potential hug.
Well, hang on a minute, because if I'm going to do it, I want an audience.
You told us that you didn't even want us here in the first place.
I'm so alone in this world. Right? So to see Peter and Lisa and what they have. I'm 4 years older than Peter. How humiliating is that, that I haven't found my spouse?
Humiliating.
This is Peter. I'm approaching Lisa. Hey, Lisa, listen. I got to apologize for Simon. He's really kind of taken the spotlight away from our special day. And
I was going to say.
I think that if it's up to me, I think that maybe you and I go our own ways. We both start fresh. I'm sorry. This has like just been... I'm overwhelmed by this whole thing.
For a little respect when you get home. Yeah, baby. When you get home.
Are you divorcing me? We got married like 30 minutes ago.
That's how you spell respect.
R-E-S-P-I-9-0.
That's how you spell respect. And sock it to me, Simon 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 to me.
I don't want to be part of this family anyway. Really quick, cut to Simon, years from now, he has a wife and they have a dog and they don't want to get the dog too excited. Okay, Simon, we need to go take him on a walk. So I just like, whenever you're ready, just let me just tell me to, then and then
We're
I'll
gonna
know.
Take the dog on a roller coaster?
All right, do you have time for one more review?
So I got nothing but
we
time.
We got the time if you got the time.
All right, I'm between two. We have a 5-star and a 1-star. Which one do you guys want to hear?
I'm intrigued by the 1-star. I know we just heard a 1-star, but I like a good scathing review.
Love it.
All right, here we go. 1-star from Jan Marie O. Riley, what does the O stand for?
Jan Marie. Oh, Jan Marie.
Jan Marie. Oh, Jan Marie.
Beautiful.
1-star. July 21st last year. This is of the Old Navy in Colma, California. I don't exactly... Oh, I think it's near San Francisco.
Who hasn't been to Colma, California? At least once.
Right? 1-star. Old Navy customer service. Worst ever. I've been on the line for 6 hours, yet nobody answered my call.
Is that the end of the review?
Boom.
Amazing! Amazing!
How long would you wait? What's your threshold?
For Old Navy.
Let's go one down the line. What's your threshold of staying on the line for customer service for like a clothing brand? I think it's 30 minutes for me.
I was going to say 35, 40 minutes.
I was going to say 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tops.
I'm trying to imagine the biggest problem I could have had with an Old Navy experience. Like, what is the worst thing that could have happened at an Old Navy?
I walked out with my carpenter pants and there was a very sharp hammer already in it and it gouged my leg.
Yeah. Which, that's not a customer service issue. That's a lawsuit. Like, that's what are lawsuit. You talking about? 6 hours?
I'm calling customer service. Ring, ring. Hello. Oh, God, I feel like I've been waiting forever.
Honey, dinner's ready.
I know. I'm sorry. One sec. This should just take a little bit.
Okay, come when you're ready.
Shouldn't be too much longer. Okay. All right.
Hi. Hello. Hi there. This is Old Navy customer support. Can I put you on a brief hold? Thank you.
Oh, I was just on hold. Yeah, it's fine.
Cut to 45 minutes later.
Hi there. Sorry about that. My name is Darab. I'm with Old Navy customer service. How can I
help
you
today? Thank you so much, Darab. Darab, can I be honest? I started with one complaint, but obviously now there's two. I feel like I was on hold for way too long for the original complaint that I had.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me take the second complaint first. How long have you been on hold for?
I have been on hold for maybe about 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's not so bad. Our average wait time hovers around 4.5 hours. So you're actually, this is fairly expedient to be honest.
Your average wait time is 4.5 hours for Old Navy?
Well, it sounds kind of outrageous, but we have a lot of we do a lot of business here at Old Navy, as you know, and thank you so much for your business. I won't want to make that clear. Okay. And yeah, there's a lot of troubleshooting that goes on here here in Colma. It's one of our one of California's number six rated Old Navy, not to brag.
Oh, wow. So well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of that. So there's a lot of oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be on a brief hold.
Nope.
So sorry.
I'm sorry. We just got to me.
Hey, this is the Holdem, California Old Navy customer service. I think we're located in Holdem, California. Who am I speaking to? Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi. Sorry, it's so late. Thank you for taking my call. You're talking to Jasmine right now.
Hello, Jasmine. This is Derub 2. My name is Derub 2.
No. Oh my god. Yep.
Proud to let you know, Jasmine, that we are California's sixth rated Old Navy.
So I've heard.
In the state.
So I've heard.
It's California's sixth rated Old Navy in the state. We aim to solve all your problems in a timely manner. Again, this is Derub 2. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
I just told you, and you just said it. My name is still Jasmine. You're still on the phone with me. Can I please just get to my
still
complaint?
Jasmine,
I've been waiting.
What kind of experience, what would you say you're looking for in the Old Navy experience? Because here at the Holcomb Old Navy, 6th rated California, we aim to please. So still, Jasmine, what can I do for you?
Oh my God. Sorry. I feel like I've been on this phone call for the past 10 years.
10 years. Oh, that's nothing. That's actually pretty expedient. Yeah. We usually aim to, we usually take people's adolescence. We'll usually take you from about 6 to 24. You'll usually get on late 20s. How old are you still, Jasmine? Jasmine, if you don't mind me asking, Derub 2.
I understand you're Derub 2. I'm 29 years old. I'm 29 years old. I don't think that matters to me. The complaint that I had originally when I hopped on the phone with Derub 1.
Let me be the first to wish you a very happy birthday
it's
here from Fulcrum, California's number 6th rated
birthday
in
was
the
in
state,
December
California.
Oh,
if you'll hold on 1 second, it seems that I have another be right back.
Honey, I put the food in the fridge. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'm so sorry about this, honey. I just know that it's going to... Listen, if it's already taking this long, I can't possibly go through this again. So I figure I'm just going to stick with it.
Cut to midnight.
Hi there.
Hi.
Are you still with us?
Unfortunately, I am.
Is this still Jasmine?
It's Jasmine, yeah. Am I talking to Derub 1 or 2 or
this
5?
Is Derub,
or
no, this is the original.
Many?
This is Derub Prime.
Okay.
Hi, Derub. Hi, how are you?
You've got Derub 2 on the line as well. We're both here.
Bit of a conference call.
I don't need to talk to
both
of you.
Both Derubs.
I'm not sure if Derub 2 explained this to you, still Jasmine, but we're working as fast as we can here at Old Navy. The wait time here usually spans a person's adolescence. I don't know if Derub 2 was able to make
you
that
told
clear.
Me, sorry, Derub 1, you told me it was 6 hours.
Some people have waited up until middle age. Some people have made it up to middle age. Some people have made it to retirement before they get around to their customer complaint. Just this is Derub 2 from Fulcrum Holdem's number six rated
in
Old
the state
Navy
of California.
In California.
So we just want to ask, now that we have hopefully tackled this your second complaint about the wait time, which, as we've explained, takes one human adolescence, your first complaint, I'd like to actually know, what's the deal? What's fucked up about your clothes?
It seems so... Well, Derub.
Still
Derub.
Jasmine. Tell us what's fucked. Tell us what's
what
fucked
got
right
fucked
now.
Up? What got
this,
fucked up?
Oh my God. We don't need to use this language. This is unbelievable.
It's okay. There's nothing. Okay. Just tell us what... It sounds like you have a problem. Tell us what got majorly fucked. What's royally fucked in your life right now, still Jasmine?
In my
this
life or with the clothes?
Two.
I know it's
in your
Derub
life,
too.
Tell us your top three complaints about life and adolescence. This is Derub 2. Tell us what's royally fucked.
We'll get to the old baby complaint, but what's fucked generally in your life first, and why don't we start there?
Generally, my husband stopped paying attention to me, which is why I started shopping at Old Navy again.
Yep, we get that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds fucked.
It's fucked. Yeah, you know what, Derub 2 and Derub, it is fucked. It is fucked. My kids hate me. Yep. My husband doesn't even look at me.
Sure.
And you know what? My dog's starting to annoy the shit out of me, if I'm being really honest about
it. So still, Jasmine, here's what I'm going to suggest
God,
to you.
My name's
I have a lot of things that are fucked in my life as well. Oh. They've been fucked. They've been fucked for years. And you know what unfucked a lot of those fucking problems, still, Jasmine?
was getting a job in customer service at Old Navy. You treat people like shit, you have all the power in the world, and you can just tell them to fuck themselves when you want. It's Please hold.
This shook me all week long. Who would like to start? Anything fucked in your guys' lives or good?
Okay, I'll start. This is maybe a base. This is fairly basic. We're all stuck at home. We have nothing to do but watch TV. My television obsession of the moment that I would like to share, Billy and I have talked about this, is a show on HBO called How To with John Wilson. Not sure if you guys have been watching this. Okay, great. It's totally exquisite. There's some weird, funny guy, John Wilson, who walks around with his camera and it's just like gets truly some of the wildest B-roll footage of New York City eccentrics that I've ever seen in my life. And it's like so cleverly edited and it's got sort of a Joe Pera calm vibe to it. And it's weirdly soothing. It's like a soothing television viewing experience and has definitely been an anxiety calmer for me. And I can't recommend it enough. It's so funny and silly and good.
That's wonderful.
Hell yeah.
Adam, we didn't get to hear your answer from early. I don't know if you remember. It was a whole adolescence ago. But have you ever had to use a pseudonym?
A pseudonym in life. Have I ever?
You did give yourself your own nickname.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is humiliating. So Billy knows this. When I was in Little League, I was a youth. I was playing youth baseball. And the movie Major League had just come out. So this is like early 90s or late 80s even. And one of the players in Major League is played by Charlie Sheen, is sort of the eccentric, wild boy, party guy, closing pitcher, big character, and he has the nickname Wild Thing. So 9-year-old me asked my baseball team and the coaches and the parents if they wouldn't mind calling me Wild Thing. So I asked, and as anyone knows...
As hell.
Cannot give yourself a nickname. That is not how nicknames work. That has never been how
That's
nicknames work.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Also, to be... It's like the least wild thing to ask to be called Wild Thing.
Yes.
So tame.
So tame.
Normal Thing. Yeah.
Normal Wild Thing
has to come from the outside in. People have to acknowledge, like, that dude is wild.
A wild thing.
So I've tried to impose a pseudonym on myself. I've tried to force it, but I've yet to be successful. Yeah, didn't catch.
Wild Thing.
Yeah, didn't catch.
That's adorable.
Well, let's come up with one with a nickname for you right now, and it'll stick.
That'd be great. That's, it's on you guys, though. It's up to you. I can't do it myself. But please, I'm thirsty for a nickname. Whatever you got. Don't even overthink it. It can be really anything. I'll take anything.
Jeffrey has the classic overthinking face.
Yeah,
Jeff has it. Jeff Paramount. Also, Jeff renamed himself on Zoom to be Jeffrey Paramount. But Mr. Paramount, I see something brewing.
He wants this. He wants
any
to stick
nickname.
The landing.
My name is Adam Lustig. It could be a riff on that, or it can be totally random. I'm just like, I'm thirsty for some sort of like force.
Spit it out,
I got
Paramount.
It.
What is
Spit it,
it
out,
what
Paramount.
Is
the franchise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah.
And that franchise is Old Navy, right?
Absolutely. So you franchise in Old Navy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, with residual checks.
Hell yeah. I'll take it.
The franchise.
That's a short squeeze.
A short squeeze.
Yeah. A dying business, and you're going all in on it.
All in. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll take it. I'm going to call my Little League team today and tell them.
They're so proud.
We're changing it. Never mind.
Remember 27 years ago, I asked you to call me Wild Thing? Now call me the franchise, in parentheses, Old Navy.
We didn't remember that. You asked us to call you Wild Thing?
Yeah. We're all lawyers.
That's really sad. My office is on the 39th floor.
Go away. Yeah.
One thing that is shaking me up, has shook me up. I talked about it on Buckets this past week. You can buy NBA moments.
This is crazy.
So I grew up owning basketball cards and baseball cards, which are still framed images on cardboard.
Mm.
But now you can buy plays. You can be the owner of plays. You can buy NBA plays and own NBA plays. I don't know how many times I have to repeat myself until that finally sinks in. But you can buy a pass that existed in a game.
I think
you can buy a slam dunk.
Amir sent me one where it's just Jetty Osman checking in.
That was the first thing that he and I tried to buy for $4. We tried to buy Jetty Osman
assist. So it's
is
called
it like
NBA
the kind of
Top
thing
Shot.
Where it's like an aquarium's like you can adopt an otter and like the otter lives at the aquarium, but you're like that's my
and you wish it would be that, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my sister once were definitely gifted stars, and we were like, cool. We wanted Nintendo games.
Yeah,
like we are 9 years old. We're never going to find that star. This is a certificate. This is such a grift. Well, this is also a grift. But it exists in the blockchain, and you can. It's called NBA Top Shot. And for anyone who cares about basketball or collecting things that accrue value, you can buy NBA plays, and your name is next to the play, and then you can sell it to some other idiot who wants to buy that play. So go to NBA Top Shot. If you have like $40 extra, your mind will be blown.
Georg has
that's
that.
That's insane.
That's all Georg has.
Yeah,
he
so
only
was
has $40, but now he's king of Old Navy. So.
Old Navy King is maybe one of my new favorite bits.
The King.
Recently, I've been like investing in Old Navy moments.
Old
so
Navy
it'll
moments.
Be like a divorcee buying denim, carpenter pants.
Into that.
Yeah. And that's like, my name is just there.
Yeah, because people say it's like, well, can't you just watch the highlight on YouTube? And the answer is yes, you can.
Absolutely, you can.
You can't own it on YouTube. You can buy it somewhere else.
Owning it.
Love that. Old Navy Top Shot. Just watching someone buy a denim vest
moment.
For $17.
What about Top Shop Top Shot?
Top Shop Top Shot.
Yeah.
Really good.
So it's me owning a moment that Riley bought a dress or a blouse from Top Shop.
Yes.
Into it. Riley, what shook you all night
long?
Yeah,
what's been shaking you?
We have been binging Search Party like nobody's business. It is a fucking phenomenal television program.
So good.
It's incredible. But what shook me is not, I mean, like the show's amazing, but so I live, Philly and Adam, I live with my friend Elizabeth Valenti and my boyfriend Daniel. And so we always have a show that the three of us watch together.
Cute.
And then Daniel and I have a show that we watch together. And then Elizabeth and I have a show that we watch together.
All
so
very cute.
Whatever the rotation is at the time. So Elizabeth and I have had a lot of time to just binge Search Party together. And knowing now that Daniel has a little bit more free time, we're like, so when are we going to watch Search Party?
Yeah, right.
And so Elizabeth at one point the other night goes like, okay, I'm going to get a pencil and paper. And so she started doing the math of like, what are we going to finish first? And if Daniel can't watch on this day, are we going to, I'm like, I think we should finish, truth be told, before we do Search Party. She's like, I don't know if I can wait that long. And so after doing all the math, we're like, okay, we'll go 5, 6, 7, 7, and then we'll go 8, 9, 10, 8. And so then once we, then, so we'll do 5, 6, 7 of Search Party season 3, and then we'll do episode 7 of Truth Be Told, and then we'll do 8, 9, 10 of Search Party, and do episode 8 of Truth Be Told.
Jeffrey, are you following
the
math?
No, I have no idea what you just said.
Me neither.
You need
I got
an
nothing.
Engineering degree to sort of like negotiate.
But, so from one room, from the TV, like from the living room, Elizabeth and I are like manic. Like we're like, okay, and we're going to do this, and like, at first I'm like, we're going to do 7, 8. She goes, no, we're going to do this. I'm like, oh, that's really good. That's really good. Write that down. Like fully earnest, and we just hear Daniel laughing from the other. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? It is midnight, go to bed.
I think you can at least have the pride that it's not any more confusing or illogical than buying NBA moments.
Yeah.
Prioritizing our television schedule is up there. So that's what's been shaking me, is how committed we are to the science behind
super committed.
Our viewing
super
experience.
Committed. We gotta
that's the point
all
of
the
quarantine that we're at, though. You know, like, of course that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else are we doing?
Yeah.
Jeffrey?
Gilmore Girls. So I've just been watching Gilmore Girls. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but it is very, it's great comfort television.
Mm-hmm. It's a hug.
It's a hug.
It's visual. And all. It's AVVSMR. Sorry. Yeah. AVASMR. How do you spell ASMR?
Nice.
AR.
9. AR99. Yeah.
What's the number for 911?
Billy, Adam, anything to plug? Projects they have together, projects you're working on separately, anything you want to point the people to, the floor is yours, go.
No Truck Podcast, baby. Every Friday,
baby.
New episodes at No Joke Pod on Twitter, nojokepod@gmail.com. Check us out on the HeadGum Podcast Network. New episodes every Friday.
My man did all the heavy lifting. I'm just here to say,
what else, Bill?
No Joke Podcast. He's right. That's all. Begin and end there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Thank
Riley?
You guys so much for coming on. This was so much fun. Oh, who? What? You're talking to Riley Coyote? Into the Mist is still running. And for those of you who don't know, it is an online, immersive, interactive, virtual experience show set in the 20s.
I went last Friday. It was awesome.
Jeff went.
Cool.
And a lot of review listeners, y'all showed up, and it was so much fun to see you guys there. The link to tickets is in my bio on Instagram, and you can find tickets at intothemist.net. And intothemist.net/tickets if you really want to get right on there. Or you could just press tickets on the main page.
If you love typing.
If you love typing, you can /tickets.
I just want to give a quick plug to typing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just what a great way to communicate it is. Just digitally. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool.
That's
good call.
So brave.
Good call.
Yeah, no, I am
Jeff,
brave.
Anything to plug?
None. Nothing. Billy, Adam. Thank you so much for fucking
Thank
coming
you guys
on
so
here.
Much.
Thank you guys.
It's the most times I've probably said the F curse on a podcast in my entire life in that 30 yeah. first scene. So thank you for that.
And
I'm going to only bleep when you say it, and then everybody else.
It felt great. It was genuinely cathartic.
Yeah.
You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And you can find our show at Review Review on Instagram at Review Review Show on Twitter.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And Billy and Adam, do you guys want to do each other's socials?
You can find Adam at Billy? Wild Thing LA. Yes. Wild Thing, capital LA on both Twitter and Instagram.
Wild Thing LA.
And you can find Billy at isayfuckalot@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can just shoot him an email over there.
Shoot me that.
Billy, you're at Billy Scafuri on all platforms.
And you're Adam Lustig on all
Instagram
freaking
and
platforms, my man.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a real blast.
Thank you for coming on.
This was so much fun.
We'll have you guys back on in person, hopefully.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
In the new HeadGum studio.
2025, baby. Can't wait.
Let's thank some VI Podcasts, Riley.
Big thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Michael Skarn,
Akusia Sarfo,
Alex Witt,
Alton Burkholder,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anthony Amadeo,
Bagadoo,
Bob Buell,
Brad Hild,
Brendan Metz,
Brian Dodd,
Cameron Bradley,
Jason Bales,
Christian Basketball,
Chuck,
Connor Finnegan,
Damien Feldonio Kirk,
Daniel Bonney,
Gentleman 13,
Eric Crust,
Fancy Octopus,
Garrett Glasberg,
Hallie,
Hot Dog,
Holly,
Isaac Fletcher,
Jake the Snake Ratiff,
Jake Knight,
Jake Ullman,
Jamie Poncia,
Jared,
Jason Araya,
Jesse Tipton,
Jonas Sanchez,
Jub FPV,
Caleb Luster,
Katie Ross,
Kevin Sunt,
Kerwin,
Kobe Hollis,
Lauren Malang,
Malik,
Mark Priest,
Matt Box,
Matthew Lizama,
Michael Eback,
Michael Rowland,
Nate Porteous,
Nicolaj Biergard,
Nolan Murphy,
Phoenix McBurnin,
P.
Sabrina,
Sam Adams,
Sam Armstrong,
Sarah Kildiff,
Space Ant,
Spencer,
Stefan,
Steve Faraway,
Sugar and Falls,
That's Austin Dude,
TR aka Gulia Bui Difus,
Theodore Giesen,
Will Phillips,
Xander Madsen,
Yarrow Bouchard.
Thank you guys all for supporting us at the highest tier.
Thank you
tier.
Guys so much.
Sweatshirts, they've been ordered.
Hey,
so
if you can believe it.
If you can believe it.
We appreciate you all so much.
Absolutely. Those will all be going out to you guys very soon. And if you also would like access to bonus content, comedy sketches, live streams, Zoom parties, et cetera, you can subscribe at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff.
You heard the man. You really
thank
did.
You guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Review Review. We'll catch you guys again next week. Have a great year.
Weekend.
What's
okay.
up?
Okay.
Over here, right there.
That was a HeadGum Original.